Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I do hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, welcome back, guys. It's been an interesting one for me. I've not actually been out now. Maybe we're looking at like 2 weeks now. I think we're looking around about 2 weeks. Business, pleasure, mentally, it just hasn't worked out. And my plan, this is what I want to talk about first of all, my plan that I envisaged that I would be doing, which was to fish the Noisy Lake into mid-September, has kind of gone out of the window. I think today's date is the 10th or something, so we're kind of like mid-September already. I haven't even fished it yet this month. But one thing I didn't think about was on the Noisy Lake, you could the times you can fish up to or fish from until change every month. So the actual time where I've been allowed to fish up to 10 o'clock in August has now changed to like 9 o'clock. And the other thing I didn't think about, because 9 o'clock's not so bad, really, but 9 o'clock I didn't think about was children go back to school. And what happens when children go back to school? The traffic gets worse. So there's me driving from work, which is further away from where I live anyway, getting there fairly quickish in the month of August. September, it's not going to happen. Well, it is going to happen, but it goes against it. I'm only going to get a short time really on the bank. Not that I've got a problem with that, as you guys know. I really don't have a problem with fishing like really short sessions, but after a long day at work and all that, driving, sitting in the traffic, really stressful. I'm not going to go and work where I work and everything and where it is. But yeah, that's really frustrating. So that's kind of changed my plans. I'm not too sure if I'll be fishing the Noisy Lake after work at the moment. It might be a case of where I'm just going to pretty much jump back on Lily's Lake. And another thing I didn't think about was we're actually nearly in October. And I like to do a bit of pike fishing. And what was I doing? We're in September now, but what was I doing this time last year? I was doing actually a lot of perch fishing. So that got me thinking as well. I need to get out and do some perch fishing. I had some really good sessions last year on the drop shot with lobworm on the canal catching perch. So I kind of want to get out and do that as well. Because we all know, if you listen to my podcast, we all know that Lily's Lake is really, really hard. The carp don't show their faces much down there. And I really don't, as you guys know, I really don't want to fill this podcast of blank after blank after blank after blank. And this is Quest Fishing Adventures, and you guys know I do like to go on an adventure, and I do like to get out and catch all species of fish. So I am going to go out and catch some perch as well very, very soon. And I look forward to October kicking in and jumping back on the Thames. I've got a spot on the Thames where I had a few, what Andrew showed me, that I had a few pike out of. So I kind of want to jump down there because I gave up my, I had a Marlow ticket. I don't know if she's on the podcast. I think that was a publicity ban there. I had a Marlow ticket, which enabled me to fish other parts of the Thames. But I've actually dropped that ticket now, so I can't do that. So, but we can fish this little free stretch on the Thames that Andrew showed me. So that's what I want to do as well. Wow, what an intro to this podcast. I haven't even spoke once about what I'm doing and all that. Luckily, I'm on one route at the moment, so it's not a case of me like gibbering on where I can't actually catch anything because I've got any rods out. But anyway, yeah, we are currently on the way to Noisy Lake, as you've obviously read by the title. And as I've been driving down here, I've been trying to think to myself, is where do I want to go? It is Sunday, It is Sunday. It's 10 to, was it 10 to 2 at the moment. I have no idea how busy it's going to be on the noisy lake there. No idea in the slightest. I mean, obviously, we've got free swims that I've kind of like. Even I seem to be able to catch up anywhere I go at the moment, it feels like. We've got the Honey Hole 1, we got the Honey Hole 2, and we got the other spot I fished the other week, which produced some carp. So, and I quite like that. But what, I'm sorry, really, really gibbering on here. But what I am concerned about, it actually is really hot. It's probably about 29, 30 degrees. You do catch them off the top down here. Well, I haven't managed to catch them off the top, but they're there, but then I haven't put a lot of time in. But I kind of just want to put the rods out and just sit on my rods. So I think I'm just going to get there. Fortunately, I can drive to Honey Hole. I bet if I drive around the lake, you have to go round and then turn around to come back. You can't drive around in a circle. So what I'm thinking is get to the lake, and the last swim is actually by the gate where you come in. So what I'm thinking is driving around. First of all, I'll be able to see Honey Hole 2. I won't be able to see the other swim. God, I'm really jumping around it. The swim by the gate, I would have to get out the car and cross over. So it might be worth that I do that actually when I get there, just go and see if anyone's fishing there. Drive around to Honey Hole 2, then go and see if anyone's in Honey Hole 1, and then if no one's in either of them swims, really got to decide where I want to go. But I guess it's going to depend if no one's in them and where other people are situated on the lake. So I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm going to go with the usual tactic, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Anyway, that was a mega long intro. Let's leave that there, and I shall speak to you when I am on the lake. Right. The lake is actually really busy. As I drove round, I only saw one guy fishing down the main, like, road bank side as such. Someone else has turned up now. So all my swim spots were free, to be fair. So I decided to go in Honey Hole 2. It just felt right. The other guy's fishing off the top, as suspected, you know, it's hot. I didn't really, to be fair, I was pretty much of a lazy angler on this one, so I don't recommend that. I didn't walk or look around at all. I kind of just went on my gut feeling of coming in Honey Hole 2. But my rods are out, and on my left-hand side rod, I have had a couple of bleeps already, so there's something moving out there. There's something going on. So I like to think from that there is fish in the area. So we put the left-hand side rod on the spot, which is the hole in the tree. We've gone in there, and my right hand side rod, we've gone to the back far reeds, and I've pushed it along to the right a long way in comparison to the size of the swim. And the reasons being is I think I talked about it before, if I do get a fish on one of their rods, or especially the left hand side rod, that's if the right hand side rod's out to the far bank near it, it is a bit of a nightmare it can become. So I've tried to push it away quite far for that. It might mean I might not get a fish from it, because I've not fished that spot. I think I might have fished it once actually, but I kind of like, it's either that or one rod, so you know, I decided to do that and push it away. If I am lucky enough to get a fish from my left hand side rod, and I do hit that line, if I can't pull it away from it, I'm tempted to put this right hand side rod on the tip of the tree in front of me to the right. There is that. So I've got that to bear in mind. So that both out, both on the same, the usual down here, which is inline lead, 4 ounce noodle rig. Loving that rig down here at the moment. Size 18, wafter, DNA, bug out on the bushwhacker with hole boily, crush boily. On a PVA bag as well. The PVA bag does give you that nice bit of presentation, I still think, even though you're bushwhackering out. You're kind of guaranteeing you're not going to snag up on the drop. So, yeah, they're both out. Time now is 14:48. So let's see if the carp gods want to bless me with a carp. Today, I'll settle with any carp because it's been a while again. I'll settle with any size carp. I'm not fussed. I just saw a fish roll out there, but I think that was a tench. Damn it, that was near the right side rod as well. But hey, I'll take that at the moment. Bending the rod, it'd be good. So yeah, let's see how it all unfolds. Right.
It's 1558. I'm getting bleeps on both rods. I'm thinking they're possibly liners. I've got a lot of confidence, and if a fish picks up the noodle, it's going to hook itself. But it is worrying me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I've definitely seen the bull rushes move in between where my right hand side rod is. Oh, see, it's bleeping there. So I'm tempted to move the right hand side rod and go against what I said right at the beginning. I just don't know what to do. I'm going to ponder on it for a little bit longer. And it's bloody raining. British weather, love it. It's raining. But hopefully that'll bring them on a bit. Oxygenate the waterway a little bit. Get them moving. Get them hungry. Time will tell. Come on the carp. Well, I'm pleased to say I am off the mark now with a carp, mirror carp, little one, 8 pound, guesstimating probably. Quite pretty, to be fair. Time now is 16:22, and the rod's back out again. Came from the left-hand side rod in the hole there, as expected. Where, if I was going to get a bite, it was going to come from. Once again, he went straight for the snag, straight for him. So that's why I'm sitting on my rods. I haven't decided what to do with that right-hand side rod yet. I'm going to sit on it a little bit longer and see what happens. I do want to move it closer, but I don't want to move it closer. I just said that. And the bull rush is right near where that right-hand rod is. Is it removing? So there you go. Maybe I do keep it there. That bait's good enough to pull them out, that's for sure, onto it, because I'm not fishing right up to it. Maybe I should have pushed it in a little bit further. We can always do that. Oh, they're all moving now. They're definitely moving along those bull rushes. Ooh, excitement. Yeah, hopefully we get another one. Hopefully it's going to be soon as well. Right, so I have redone the second rod. I couldn't resist it. I wanted to put it on the bull rushes. The reason why I didn't put it on the bull rushes was what I talked about in a few podcasts back. The right-hand side of the honey hole, the weed was starting to come out there. It was starting to push out from the bull rushes that are coming out there. But when I pulled that rig in, then it was pretty clean, to be fair. So I thought, well, let's go for it. So I've literally just pushed it right onto the edge of the bull rushes now. Fingers crossed it's going to be sitting well. But we'll find out. You know, I'll give it an hour or so, bring it in, see what it looks like. If it's fishing, it's fishing. But they're definitely pushing along there, so it kind of makes sense, really. put the bait where the carp are. So yeah, that's what I've done. So let's see if that will produce me a carp from over there. Well, it's 8 o'clock, and I've had to call it a day now. And unfortunately, I only managed to catch one carp. I mean, it was nice to catch a mirror, because the percentage of carp I do catch from this lake are commons, albeit a small mirror. Most welcome, definitely. And it wasn't a blank. The sun's starting to go down now as well. And I was starting to get more bleeps on the left-hand side rod. So it would have been a nice thing to stay. I'm sure I would have got one out. I do feel very positive about that. As I said before, and I say many times in my podcast on this lake, they definitely start waking up when the sun starts going down. So yeah, a little bit gutted that I've got to go. But hey, you know, that's how it ends. We can't do anything about that one. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Unfortunately, it's only going to be one session in this one. Not the typical two it's been lately, but hey-ho. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys. And I shall speak to you in my next podcast. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.